dance all the time. This is the Dan Time Podcast with your host, Dan McArthur.
All right, thanks for checking out the Dan Time Podcast. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Hey, I'm Vivian. How are you doing today?
How old are you now?
I'm 3.
All right, so this is my daughter, Vivian. You maybe heard me talk about her in the past, and she was the baby when Dan Time started. So she was about a year old.
Yeah.
So this is my baby daughter. She's 3 and a half now, and here she is making her first appearance on the show. What's your favorite show right now to watch?
Super Kitties.
If you could have the same thing to eat every single day, what would you eat?
Chicken.
Chicken? You're a big fan of chicken nuggets, right?
Yeah. I do.
Wyatt, did you have a fun day today?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, folks, those of you that have a gaggle of kids, 2 or 3, or you got some kids in the house and you want to spend time with them and they like spending time with you, whatever it is that you like to work on, you've got your garage, you've got a shop, you have your man cave, you've got some area that's yours and you love your family. You spend time with your kids. You play with them, you take them places, but you just need a few hours or call it 45 minutes to do what you like to do. And wouldn't you know, they figured out that dad's area or mom's area in the house is the most fun place to come hang out. And really what it means is that they want to be with you. They want to spend time hanging around you because, you know, maybe... Hopefully it was the case that you wanted to be around your mom, your dad, even if they were distant, even if they didn't shower you with praise. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but, you know, kids really, and you get tuned into it as a parent, they want to hang with you. They want to tell you stuff. They want you to focus on them. And it can be hard if you have hobbies like we all do. To shut them down completely at times. But you do what you have to do for your kids. So I recommend that to anybody if you're kind of just laser focused on that thing that you do outside of work. And it doesn't have to be kids. Maybe you've got a really good partner in your life, a boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance. Don't make them feel like second, third, or fourth place or in sequence of what's important in your life. Make them feel important. Trust me, I get it. It can be tough sometimes. Anyway, time. Speaking of time, I'm watching my kids grow. They are another year, maybe this fall, we'll have all 3 children at the same elementary school. That seemed like so far off. Just a few years ago where they were scattered, different preschools, different caregivers, crazy mornings, lots of screaming, lots of hurriedness, and that is still going on to an extent, but man, you take the sippy cups and the diapers and just loading up all the stuff, all the accessories, makes it a little bit easier. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And the older folks who listen to this show who've got grown children and grandkids, you know what I'm talking about. You got through it, and I've heard versions of the story of you're going to blink an eye and they're going to be grown. And so enjoy the madness while it lasts. Time. I wanted to do an episode here on time. When I came up with the name of the podcast, there was something about that word, time, that I wanted to build around. Didn't have to be my name. It didn't always have to be Dan Time. But I wanted 2 words, 2 one-syllable words. Some combination that you didn't already know about, nobody was using, but I wanted to use a significant word that gets people's attention, that means something to people. And I think outside of the word life, you know, you see life maybe on a bumper sticker, or some of these non-denominational churches have the word life attached to it. It's probably one of the most powerful words in the English language, or any language. You know, down here on the Gulf Coast, I noticed this when I first moved here. Even before I moved here, would see these salt life stickers on cars. Salt life. I've never seen a brand like that that has spun off so many, I don't want to say copycats, but just kind of like, oh, salt life. I've got my version of that. Lake life. Gulf life. You know, whatever's so important to people that's at the core of what they do, what they love to do. That word life, it was kind of like people saw the Salt Life brand, which is really just apparel. And just the urge and just the need to make another statement using that word, life. You know, time's one of those words that you use it a lot. You describe what you did, what you want to do, what you're planning, what you wish you could do if you had more of it. We talk about, you know, oh, it's been a hard time. I've been having a really hard time. Or, hey, it's been a good time. It's been a great time. I had a great time. Had a great time tonight. Or long time. Oh, it's been such a long, long time. It's been a long time since I saw that guy. It's been a long time since we've spoken. Our fun time. Oh, we had the best time. We had a fun time. We had a terrific time. Weird. Yeah, it was just a weird time in my life. Just a really, really strange time in my life. How about crazy time? Oh man, it was just crazy. It was a wild, wild time period. Slow time. You know, it's really slow time right now. Business is slow. It's just been a real slow time period. Awesome time. I think maybe I mentioned that, but you see where I'm going here. We're always talking about time and we want more of it. We don't know how much time is in the bank, but we'd certainly like to have as much of it as we possibly can. Nobody ever says, I've had enough. I need a little more time. Could you give me a little more time to work on this? Can we extend the deadline? and to spin off of that a little bit, this is something that has really helped me to put things in perspective when things are going great or they're really not going great, is we can't seem to remember how long it's been, how much time has passed between things happening, good or bad. How many times do you hear people say, they're telling a story and they say, oh yeah, you know, about 2 or 3 years ago, I was in this predicament. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were working on that project. 3 or 4 days ago, it's an entire day that we can't account for when we talk about things that we did. 10 or 12 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, how about this one? 20 or 30 years ago. Yeah, 20 or 30 years ago, you know, the world was, it was just a much different place. Or, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, you know, I was living in Houston. And, well, maybe people are a little, can drill down a little closer, but I feel like either A, we do know that it was the spring of 2021, or it was, yeah, back in the summer of 2009, where it seemed like we're a little reluctant to be that specific and to know exactly when we often do know exactly when something happened. It's just, I don't know if it's more reflexive or it's just us wanting to talk like everybody else and say 6 or 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. So you can't account for an entire year, which is pretty, it's not bizarre, but it's just how we are. We can't remember if it's Friday or Saturday of this week. What did you have for lunch Friday or Saturday last week? Some people can remember all this stuff. You know, what shirt did you wear? Here we are, it's Sunday, it's the end of the week. Do you remember what shirt you put on, what you grabbed out of the closet Tuesday morning? Probably can't. Maybe even Thursday morning. You may not be able to remember. I say all this to hopefully comfort you a little bit in whatever you may be going through. People that you think are disappointed with you, need more out of you, expect more from you. A lot of it, if not all of it, will completely dissolve and fade away in time, in a short period of time, a much, much shorter period of time than you think. Now, if you really, really do somebody wrong, and it's got pretty awful ramifications for, your family, or it's a loved one, and you just, we know some of the extreme versions, they're not going to forget, and they'll probably will remember that was the spring of 2017, and he did that, and I'll never forget it. But by and large, if you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, let go of some of that pressure. Draw back in your mind 4 or 5 years ago, which you can specifically, if you think hard enough, remember, it's February 2026. Something was happening in February 2022. Think about it. What was going on at work? Let's expand out to the spring of 22. Where were you working? What was happening? Where did you fail? What did you not meet on time? What did you not execute to your own standards? Not necessarily somebody else's, but you're disappointed in something that you did and you thought it was such a big deal, or you made a financially questionable, very, very suspect decision, say 5 years ago. Chances are you've recovered from it, or it's not dominating your thoughts anymore. So remember that. Don't mean to get so deep here, but time, what you do with it matters. What you're planning to do with it matters. How you spend it matters, because you don't get time back. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. You can sometimes ask people to give you more time now because you didn't give them the time that maybe they wanted or needed in the past, and they agree to spend that time with you. Maybe even make up for lost time. It's very common, I don't have to tell you this, that the people that you love the most for a long portion of your life, you have very little control over spending time with them. There's a huge chunk of the day for a huge chunk of your life that you have to be separated. You have to be. It's probably a good thing, too. It's healthy that we're not all together all the time. But moving along here, so a few little just random items, because I keep a notebook. Maybe some of you can relate. You got an idea, you jot it down, and you don't know what you're going to do with it, but you write it down. So I have a notebook for the podcast, and maybe I'll talk about it later, maybe I won't. Let me see if I can bring myself back to when I wrote this here. Embrace being a relic. Don't follow trends. That's all I wrote down. I think that's more important than ever. You don't have to be an old man or woman to embrace being a relic. You just have to dip far enough back into a bygone era. Might just be the late 90s or 2005 or 6. Okay, let's say you're already in your 20s at the turn of the 21st century. Don't follow every trend that comes along. Don't be like everybody else. Do what you like to do. Don't be consumed with, and many of you probably aren't. So I don't know who I'm talking to here, but I feel like in public, we try to mimic each other. We try to, it seems like a sea of sameness in public. Maybe it's just where I live. There's some variation in dress. Of course, there is everywhere you go, but and this, I don't think this is much different than any other eras in time, but whatever it is that you like to do, do it because you like it. You enjoy it. I'll give an example. This is not, and by no means is this groundbreaking. This is revolutionary. I like my coffee out of a coffee mug. And I like it in a coffee mug in the house and in the car. No lid on it, no top. I don't have to keep this thing piping hot. I don't particularly like it out of a paper cup. I don't like it out of an insulated tumbler, a Yeti, anything like that. Like it out of a coffee mug. And I don't need it warmed up. I like it hot. I like it when I first brew it and I try to drink it while it's hot. But I don't know that I'll ever change. I've tried to change, and I don't need to. I like drinking my coffee out of a mug that's got a handle on it. And once it becomes room temperature, I'm still drinking it. Makes me happy. I jump on the back of shopping carts in parking lots and take them for a ride. Not a long ride, but a brisk stroll. Why do I do this? Because if you're at a certain age and you're able to pull this off, you tell me during just a regular Tuesday, one of your work days, this might be the most fun you have. This might be the most exhilarating moment of your day. It's a sad referendum on where you are in life, but take advantage of those moments. Most people don't do that. I do it. I'm not saying I'm special, but just another example. If you thought about it and it's safe enough, which of course it's, they'd rather you not do it, but just do it. Don't let social media influence how you behave or see the world. And if you're a creator, I may have other podcasters that listen to this show. Don't try to copy other people. Do it. Just do what feels right for you. Create from the heart. Social media. Get a little tired of it, but kind of have to. I don't have to do it, though. I started to say that I have to do it. I felt like when I launched the podcast, I needed to be visible on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And I think, I mean, the body of work on YouTube, I guess I'm happy about it. And Instagram has been, man, I wouldn't call it, I would not even call it fun. You know, I'd be curious, the people who listen to the show and you're on Instagram and you scroll through it daily. Are you having fun? Like, I just don't, it's intriguing. It's, you know, better than just looking at the, you know, looking at the birds fly by. I don't know, but it's what are we doing? What is going on here? And I bring that up because I see this a lot. Maybe it's on Facebook too, but particularly Instagram comments. If you're going to comment, this goes back to just being yourself. Be original. I'm having a hard time with the fire emoji. I really am. I really shouldn't care that much about it, but this is a ramble-sode, if you will. I don't like it. I don't want it. That's probably the direction we're headed, is just people expressing themselves by the use of emojis. But I don't mind a lot of emojis. It's just the fire one. You know, when you just see one after the other, after the other, after the other on a post. And I get it. I guess it's, you know, the people that post in succession, it's a show of support. It's a big show of support. And hey, I'm jumping in too. Here's two or three fire emojis because I'm right here with you just like everybody else. That was awesome. That was fantastic. I just, coming back to that, the sea of sameness, I don't subscribe to it. I don't get it. I don't like it. I like originality. Originality of thought and expression. Be yourself. Joe Madden has this line in his book, The Book of Joe. Tell me what you think, not what you've heard. Moving along here. Been meaning to talk about this one since the holidays. All right, the Goofy movie. I forget which one this is. It's when Goofy is sending Maxie off to college. So we watched that. It's one of my favorite moments from the holidays because I shared so many laughs with the kids. They're discovering the Goofy character and all the Goofyisms. And it just got me thinking. And also, I forget which one this was, where it's part of the Mickey Christmas special. It starts with Donald and his nephews, and then Goofy and Maxie going to the mall, and that mall scene with the letter to Santa. And it's just a total racket. And I just wrote this down too. Hilarity. What happened? Hilarity. What the heck happened to just insane antics and laughter in children's movies? Nothing is that funny anymore. Nothing's really like that exciting. Same types of characters, same types of voices. The people who voice these characters, you ever notice that on the shows that your kids watch and the movies that they watch? Why is it always that same type of person for every character? I don't think we have a good enough representation of the different dialects out there in the world. And again, how about somebody that sounds like Goofy? You can't ever replace Goofy. Maybe I don't want to talk a lot about that because I think that either you get what I'm talking about or I'm losing you. So I'm going to move along here. Yes, check your heavy coat pockets. This is I'm glad you, for those of you who made it this far, I have a few dry comments here. Check your heavy coat pockets. There's something you've been looking for all over the house. You can't find it. It's in that pocket. When it was freezing cold a few weeks ago. And maybe wherever you live, it still is bitter cold. But yeah, go through those pockets. That's where it is. That may be close to all I got here. I don't want to go on too long. Working on some good content for you coming up. A very special topic I sincerely hope I'll be able to bring to you in the coming weeks. Dan time has always been about the living, breathing Dans, but there is a Dan that I really, really want to cover. I'm not going to give it away, but very hopeful that I'll have a guest here in the near future to discuss one of the most important but underrated Dans in baseball history. And on that note, Vivian is going to sign us off here. You guys take care of yourself. And I mean that. And I meant to say at the top of the episode, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for checking out this show. There's millions of podcasts out there. Everybody's angling for your attention. But Vivian, anything you want to add before we sign off?
Kiss mommy and daddy.
Kiss mommy and daddy?
Yeah.
Give your child a kiss. here's actually, this is something I was thinking about. This will blow your mind. If you only kissed your child when they woke up, when you picked them up from school, and when you put them to bed at night, and you only did that you kissed them three times a day, that means that they've gotten close to 1,100 smooches on their little heads from you a year. So spend time with your kids. Have fun with your little giggly kids. They'll love it. That's what they want. And let them interrupt you. And we'll see you next time on the Dan Time Podcast. Say, okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.